ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
That's funny. Text 24, right?
Yeah.
This is me describing. Muktastato yadi bandha devatata. Stealing or cheating another person out of his money, the conditioned soul somehow or other keeps it in his possession and escapes punishment. Then another man named Devadatta cheats him and takes the money away. That's what happened to me. Similarly, another man named Vishnumurti steals the money from Devadatta and takes it away from him. That's what happened to him. In any case, the money does not stay in one place. It passes from one hand to another. Ultimately, no one can enjoy the money. It remains the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Chaitanya Mahavishnum Savitam Jena Bhutale Kayam Upakaramaya Dati Svaparam Tikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuni Chananda Shri Raita Gadarha Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So, this is the position of Lakshmi, Chanchala. Therefore, we have to be very careful to keep Lakshmi by the side of Narayan. So how do we do that? We do that practically by following strictly the order of the spiritual master. Otherwise, we may think that we have an advantage in this world. This is the whole allurement of the forest of enjoyment, that the merchant is thinking he has an advantage. By going into this forest, he can collect and make money and then be highly situated. Everyone wants to be better than others. Of course, the standard of the Kali Yuga, even the best, is very low because the life expectancy is short, the memory is short, there's always some disturbance, just like people here in America consider the most wealthy country. But they're in anxiety that terrorists may come and blow them up. So what appears to be a high standard of living in this world is actually very meager compared to Satya Yuga or the planet of the demigods, because we're in the Kali Yuga, there's no real opulence. Baba said even the demigods don't come here even to pass urine, because there's no proper sacrifice going on and so on. So the point is that we should learn how to be simple living and high thinking, Prabhupada used to say. That was our formula, simple living. So we don't need such an extravagant situation. But if we are making a nice temple, then there may be opulence. There may be opulence centered around the deity, beautiful dress, beautiful temple, marble altar, so many things. But that opulence is for the service of the Lord. So in that situation, we won't be contaminated. But as soon as we start, you know, making plans to make ourselves opulent, then there's difficulty. So we have to be renounced. Everyone has to be renounced to see that these pleasures of life are temporary and they're also accompanied by miseries. So why should we seek after them? Why should we run after them? They won't really produce. The money doesn't remain with us. That pleasure doesn't remain with us. Opulences don't remain with us. So why be a pleasure seeker? This is the proper conclusion. But then people say, oh, that sounds very negative. No, the positive side is, with Krishna in the center, then you can live very opulently. Or not, it doesn't matter, because you have Krishna, and that's the real opulence. And so the devotee to be renounced is not very difficult. Like one devotee stood up in the early days, Kirtananda, and he was moved by something Prabhupada was saying, and he announced everybody in the class, at the end of class. He said, I want to renounce everything for Krishna. And Prabhupada said, sit down. What do you have to renounce? You came into the world without anything, you go out without anything. What is your big renunciation? So we have to give up the enjoying mood That's right. But what is our position to renounce? The only thing we have to really renounce is to trying to enjoy this material nature. So that'll be possible when we're getting a taste on the spiritual side. Otherwise, it's not possible. Getting a taste on the spiritual side means that, first of all, we have to be humble. Janata pisa nitaya, tayoda pisa hishvina. Mani na mani na kirtana yasadahari. If we're not humble, then we're expecting some honor will come to us. And so, we're always in anxiety. Oh, I'm not being treated properly. Oh, I'm not getting my recognition, something. It means that we're in anxiety. But the humble person has no such anxiety. He doesn't expect anything from this world. Like Bhaktivinoda says, he's pessimistic about worldly affairs. He expects that people will try to cheat him. Here's the description. He expects that there'll always be some problem. He doesn't consider himself different. Like the Prabhupada says, the acharya, he goes on from his own position, more humble than an ordinary man. Ordinary man, what has he done? He has to be humble. If we go to a poor people's house, knock on the door, they'll let us come in because they're... But we go to the rich man's door, what do you want? You can, because the rich man, he is not humble. He thinks he's better than others. So the acharya, he's more humble than an ordinary man. And how is that? Because he's a devotee. So a devotee means that he has to be humble and truthful. Otherwise, how can he offer everything to Krishna? If he's demanding something for himself, if he's cheating, then there's no way that he can be a devotee, not a pure devotee. A pure devotee, the acharya, he has no such propensities. Those propensities are completely uprooted. Pride and cheating. Cheating propensity is no longer pride, no longer existing even. He doesn't want to cheat because he knows that the only way to get Krishna's mercy is to be completely honest. When Krishna sees that we're actually honest about our position, then Krishna will help us. But if we're trying to cheat, then we're taking our fate or our destiny into our own hand. This is the mentality of the cheater. He's thinking, if I do this and do this, then I'll get this. So therefore, let me do that. He's cheating. But a devotee has no such cheating propensity because he doesn't aspire for anything. He doesn't want some advantage. He's simply content to do the will of the Lord. So for that, in order to know the will of the Lord, one has to be humble. One has to be truthful. These things are all interrelated. You can't be a devotee unless you're humble and truthful. And you can't be humble and truthful unless you're a devotee. They're all interwoven. You can't separate them. The devotee means that he's humble and truthful. So, we should cultivate that. When we see that a mind is giving us some plan how to cheat, then we have to remove that. We have to be straightforward, Prabhupada said. Straightforward in our ordinary dealings. And therefore, if we're really straightforward, then we'll also see that if others are cheating us, then we can tell them, no, please don't cheat me. We become open and honest. Sometimes we will be cheated, that's a fact, because this is the nature of the material world. It's very difficult to avoid being cheated in every circumstance. But we can try to avoid and do honest work, and then we can make progress. Okay? Any questions?
I have a question, Maharaj. But sometimes... I heard some statement like this. Sometimes better avoid truth if it's very hard to hear these words for us, or better don't tell truth to someone.
Well, Bhagavad Gita says we shouldn't disturb the mind of the ignorant. In other words, these people living next door, the truth is that they're an illusion, right? But if we go and tell them that, then they'll be disturbed. It won't help them to get out of illusion just by telling them. So it should be spoken in such a way that will benefit them. We should speak the truth to them if we have occasion to speak to them. But that depends on relationship. You see, even amongst the devotees, we can't just speak the truth. I mean, I could go to Bhakti Vatsala and tell him, you know, you made a mistake, you should have let me become authority here, and you work with me. I mean, I think that's the truth. It would be better for him in the long run, because he's not a leader. But I can't say that. He'll just become disturbed. And he has something, you know, with Vaishya as his spiritual guide, and so they'll go on. I don't think he's going to just bloop or something. But it's a slow. But otherwise, when the opportunity is there, when people are ready to hear, then we can speak the truth. I mean, Prabhupada didn't, you know, were amongst his disciples, when he saw that they were ready to hear from him, then he was very strict. He spoke straightforwardly, called us nonsense and so many things. The guest who just came, he wouldn't speak like that. Depends on relationship. If we have that, you know, if we're in a position where we can hear it, then the devotee will always. Because without the truth, how can we help be helped? We don't know the truth. You know, the truth is that we're neophyte devotees. I was reading yesterday in the Jayavidharma by Dr. Vinod Thakur, the description of the second class devotee. Third class devotee, second class devotee, first. I'm not even a second class devotee in some ways. Maybe I'm just in the threshold coming to second class devotee. So, you know, you have to be advanced. So that's where the problem, you know, people started imitating. They were just barely second class devotees, but they were presenting themselves as first class devotees. So they all fell down. I don't know if it's finished either. You see how they speak so strong. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery.